Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunnar Wardner, and it's time for a new habit. Before I tell you what I'm about to embark on, I just wanted to say a huge hello and hi to everyone who has been messaging me about their own 26 habits. I know many of you are doing the same as me, and I know many of you have created your own list of 26 habits, and I am following you all with great interest. Have at it, team. This is amazing. 2018, the year of the micro win. Yes. Hashtag, let's turn that into a hashtag somehow. So the last few habits have been about doing. So there was the wardrobe clear out, which, core blimey, that was hard labour. I still haven't got rid of, still haven't done the jumble sale, but you know, whatever. We'll get to that. There was breaking my tech habit. There was trying out ketosis, the ketogenic diet. That worked out well. And adopting intermittent fasting, which, incidentally, I'm still doing and love. The new habit is something I adore but neglect terribly: reading books. Now, I currently have the following books on the arm of my reading chair, and I have gathered them into a pile on my desk so that I can fully shame myself for your audio pleasure. So, in order of getting them, I have The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. I have Hillary Rodham Clinton's autobiography, What Happened? How to Survive the End of the World by Aaron Gillies, which I really want to read. He's at Technically Run on social. Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert that my friend Ali bought me for my birthday, which was in December. Born to Run by Christopher McDougall, which my friend Amy bought me for my birthday, which was in December. One in a Million by Lindsay Kelk, and Amy Schumer's The Girl with a Lower Back Tattoo. Now, I got The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump for Christmas, which is in December, and bought Amy Schumer yesterday, middle of March. And that doesn't make sense to me. There's a big issue there as well. Why are you buying a new book when you haven't even read the book that you got 6 months ago? That, my friends, does not even cover the digital downloads, which, let's face it, are far too easy to buy when you think, oh yeah, I definitely want to read that, must get it, and intend to read but never get around to. To that point, currently loaded, this is so bad, but unread on my Kindle are Chase the Rainbow by Pourna Bell, Presto by Penn Jillette, The Single Girl's To-Do List by Lindsay Kelk, Tiny Ladies in Shiny Pants by Jill Soloway, Not That Kind of Girl by Lena Dunham, The Power by Naomi Alderman. And about eight people have said to me, oh, but it'll only take you like a day to read. It's such an easy read, that one. It's so good. Wherever You Go, There You Are by Jon Kabat-Zinn. I think that's how you say it. Breaking Dead by Corey Jackson, Yes Please by Amy Poehler, and The Treatment by Mo Hayder. All there, all waiting for me, some of them for a while, all unread. So as I said, I got the Donald Trump book as a Christmas present and the Christopher McDougall book for my birthday. And I bought Hillary's book in February, and they are untouched, I tell you, untouched. And these are all books I really want to read. And I continue to buy books, but then they just gather dust on the arm of the chair. So what is the issue? Well, I've already done a 26 habits about my tech habits, so maybe that's a little bit at fault. But also, it's never been so easy to be distracted. And actually, it isn't because I don't love reading, because I really do. I actually think it's one of life's great joys. And when I do get the reading bug, I have the best time, but I have a hive mind, and I've always had to get in the zone to be able to read. As a kid, my mother, who reads voraciously, like she reads more than anyone, I think, she used to encourage me to read all the time. But when I was a kid, I would sit still to read and I would literally go into standby mode and fall asleep. I'm just one of those people who will fall asleep if you sit me down for too long and I can't move, except for when it comes to like 3-hour long Marvel movies, then I'm absolutely fine. But I have always been that person when I used to try and revise. I'd like, oh, I'll sit on my bed for this bit. I've got to read this bit of the textbook. I'd be asleep. I just couldn't help it. That is the kind of person I am. So that combined with having a hive mind does not lend itself well to sitting, reading and staying alert. My brother, on the other hand, is the total opposite. Not only can he read, but he takes in everything. Whereas my mind wanders. I'll be reading and I'll think, oh, I've just been thinking about what to have for dinner. And I have been looking at those words, but I haven't actually been taking them in. Whereas my brother has like, is it eidetic? It's the equivalent of he's got a photographic memory pretty much. So he can read books and has a jolly old time. Whereas I'm like, oh, I didn't really get that from that book. And he looks at me as if I'm the Luddite I am. Anyway, so the thing is, I know I'm missing out. This is the point. I have friends who write books and I know how much blood, sweat and tears goes into writing them. And I want in. I love autobiographies. I adore them. And I love to fall headfirst into a story. But I really have fallen into this terrible habit of only reading by clicking links. I'll read long form articles, news stories, features in magazines and think, yeah, you know, I'm reading, but I've stopped really reading. Well, no more, I say, no more. For the next 2 weeks, I'm going to set aside time every single day to sit and read. Seems so obvious, and I've dithered about whether to make this a habit at all, but chatting to my friends, I know that I'm not alone. A lot of this will have to do with keeping the phone a good distance away from me and not falling into the trap of a Netflix binge or indeed any kind of TV or streaming service, as all of that will completely derail me. It is a little bit like my hive mind, something sparkly. Oops, there she is. She's already done 2 episodes. I'm not going to put a time limit on it, though. I know, like, in previous habits, it's been, you know, doing a certain amount of time of meditation or a certain amount of time of yoga. But no, this will just be whatever feels right on the day, provided it doesn't get in the way of anything else. And also making sure that when I'm sitting down and reading, I'm sitting down and reading and doing it properly and not sort of like thinking, oh, I can get up in a minute. So who's with me? I'm going to post a picture of my unread books on Instagram and feel free to share your pile with me using the hashtag 26 habits. I'll also give you some live updates on what I'm reading throughout the fortnight on Insta stories. So make sure you're following me. I'm over there on Instagram at Emma Guns. If this is the first time you've tuned into 26 Habits, then it's great to have you here. Welcome, welcome. Make yourself comfortable. If you now feel like you want to hear what the previous 10 habits were and how I got on with them, then head over to the pool. The link will be in the profile where you can find the entire back catalogue. Now, hopefully, by the update show, I'll be able to tell you about at least one book that I've read. So I'm going to get into it. I'm going to stop watching The Kissing Booth on Netflix and the Lemonade visual album, which I cannot look away from. And I'm going to get back into books. Join me, won't you? Thank you so much for listening. Do stay updated on Instagram, where I'll be keeping track of this on stories. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts or wherever you stream this, in fact, and you do have the option to leave a 5-star review, I'd be so grateful, though, if you did. Thank you so, so much. And I cannot wait to update you on this one on the next episode of 26 Habits.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.